From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of The Best in Jazz. We'll open the hour with a track from German trumpeter Ack van Rooyen and a piece from the album Colores, some really beautiful orchestrations on this release, most of the tracks having a Latin feel to them, including this one, Zingaro.
Thank you. Thank you.
The distinctive alto sax of Paul Desmond from 1963, the album Take 10, recorded for the RCA label, and bonus track, which was included on the CD reissue of this release. It was not included on the original LP because of time constraints. And on that track, it was Paul Desmond on alto sax, Jim Hall on guitar, George DeVivier on bass. Other tracks feature either Eugene Wright or Gene Chirico on bass, and Connie Kay of the Modern Jazz Quartet on drums. Out of Nowhere, the name of the tune. Before that, from 1967, the London Jazz Four, and one of the earliest attempts at adapting Beatles songs in a jazz vein, the album The London Jazz Four, Take a New Look at the Beatles, with Mike McNaught on piano, Ron Forbes on vibes, Brian Moore on bass, and Len Clark on drums, we heard Rain. And we began the set and also the hour with a track from Ak van Rooyen on a trumpet. From the album Colores, we heard Zingaro. More jazz from the 1960s getting this set underway as we turn to Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, with James Spalding on alto sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Here's the title track from the Blue Note album, The Soothsayer.
Thank you. It's too warm to fight a slow hard wind. And there in the shade, like a cool drink waiting, she sat with slow fire in eyes, just waiting. Some days it's too warm to fight. Thank you.
That's a trio fronted by pianist David Benoit from the album The Great Composers of Jazz. It's a bit of a departure from the smooth jazz that David is best known for. He's in a trio here with the well-known fusion bassist Brian Bromberg and drummer Greg Bissonette. We heard Waltz for Debbie, the Bill Evans classic. Bill Evans' style of piano playing is one of David Benoit's greatest influences when it comes to his approach to jazz piano. Other composers featured on this CD include Dave Brubeck and Henry Mancini, among others. Again, the album The Great Composers of Jazz from David Benoit. Speaking of Henry Mancini, we listened to his classic tune A Slow Hot Wind, performed by sax man Benjamin Herman and his group, featuring Daniel von Pickartz on vocals, also pianist Miguel Rodriguez, bassist Ernst Glarum, and drummer Just Patoka from the album Trouble. And we began the set with Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, the title track from the 1965 album The Soothsayer. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I am Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the jazz scene, including playlists and streaming audio, by visiting our blog and website. And the address for that is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you want the playlist and audio for this episode, it's program number 1601. We've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with flutist James Newton, from 1985 and his Blue Note Records release, The African Flower. It's a tribute album to the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. And on this release, he's joined by, among others, Arthur Blythe on alto sax, Jay Hoggard on vibes, Roland Hanna on piano, Rick Rosie on bass, and on this track, Firan Akloff on drums. This is Cottontail. Thank you. Going back to 1959 for Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, from the album All the Gin Is Gone, released on Delmark Records out of Chicago, we heard the title track, with Grant Green on guitar, Harold Mayburn on piano, Gene Rainey on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. That track has also been featured on several Delmark Records compilations over the years, including the album Bop Lives and also their 40th anniversary collection, which came out in 1993. Before that, another piece having to do with libations, Two for the Road, as played by Earl Clue on guitar. Again, another departure from a mainly contemporary jazz instrumentalist, the album Late Night Guitar, released in 1983, with some great orchestrations here, courtesy of Dave Matthew. And we began the set, our final set of the hour, with James Newton on flute from The African Flower. We heard Cottontail. As I said, that's all the time we have for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Tune in again when you can for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.